Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of
Scaly
to
the Max.
My name is Glenn, and I am joined by my wonderful and awesome co-host, Max, my son, Max. Max, how are you today?
Good, and today, we're probably going to be doing an episode that, it's a horror game, but everybody probably knows this. It's FNAF.
FNAF, which is also, and probably more known by the full name, also Five Nights at where?
Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's. That is right. And that's what we're going to talk about over in the main feature of the podcast. But of course, before we go ahead and get started, we always like to start off with I Scream, You Stream, where we take a peek at a few different movies or TV shows, and we spin the wheel over at wheelofnames.com, and we watch whichever one that it lands on. So, that being said, Max, are you ready to spin the wheel?
Yes.
All right, Max, I got these three movies over here in wheelofnames.com. Would you do me a favor? Can you read the titles out to me?
The Last Kid on Earth, The Hollow Monsters, Inc.
That's right.
Wait a second. We only have two.
We have three.
Wait, what?
We got The Last Kid on Earth with the blue, Monsters, Inc. with the yellow, and The Hollow with the red.
Oh, I thought it was The Hollow Monsters,
Inc. Oh, no, my man. You're good. All right, go ahead. Give that mouse a click, and we will see what we're going to watch over here on I Scream, You Stream. The wheel is spinning, and it's going to land on The Hollow. Oh. Let's take a peek over at The Hollow. Clap, clap, and confetti for The Hollow. Thank you, Wheel of Names. Yes. All right, my man. Are you ready for The Hollow?
Wait.
Yes, sir.
I really want Wheel of Names to sponsor us sometime.
Well, then we are going to have to reach out to Wheel of Names and see if we can't work out a deal. Who knows? But before we do that,
Wheel of Names is watching this, if you could sponsor us, that would be great.
Maybe we'll send them an email, see what they say. But before we do that, let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for The Hollow, which is a Netflix animated series.
Nice.
Who are you?
I don't know. I woke up here too.
Who are you? Where am I?
Those are the top two questions.
What is this place?
What now?
Why us three? We obviously don't know each other. Come on!
You'll never make it.
Help, please! What's happening? This isn't happening, this isn't happening, this isn't happening, this isn't happening. Okay, it's happening, it's happening. And there's a good chance I accidentally ate Minotaur poop.
Run! We can't stop till we find a way out of this craziness. We need to stick together.
Hurry! Time is running out.
Zombies! Of course there'd be zombies!
And that is the trailer for The Hollow. Max, what do you think about that?
That looks pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I would definitely like to check out The Hollow. It is an animated show over on Netflix. It is for kids, and it kind of looks like the kids get like trapped in this like other type of world with all these monsters.
You mean other dimension?
Oh, sorry, other dimension. Yeah, but I like the monsters. It looks like there's werewolves and stuff. There's also a Yeti, maybe a vampire, and
zombies.
Of course, zombies over there at the end. Yeah, I'm definitely liking The Hollow. I think we might need to maybe put that on the wheel for next time. What do you say?
Yeah, and it kind of looks like the drawings from the Pokemon anime, actually.
It does look a little bit like that. It's definitely more of a like a 2D style or more traditional animation. It doesn't look like CGI. This is like an old school like kind of cartoon. But I think it looks good, and that's The Hollow over on Netflix. And you can check out the trailer for all the things that we were going to talk about on iScream, Ustream, over in the show notes. Find the link for all of them. But that being said,
in
Max...
In the description
of the episode. Or show notes, both things. Max, it is time for...
FNAF!
Nope, not yet. Before that, we have one more segment. It's called... Yes, and it's called... Job Smart.
Oh, yeah.
Job Smart. So let's go ahead...
You said job.
No, I said shop.
I thought you said job.
I definitely said shop. Let's go ahead and take a peek at the first toy. And as always, almost as always, all of these toys are over on Amazon, and you can find them in the...
description.
Yes, also known as the...
Show notes.
That's right. So let's start off here with... This is PELNYC. Horror movie, It, Pennywise, cosplay, action figure, collection, statue, birthday gift, 4.33 inches. Basically, what this is a Pikachu, is his tail right there? It's Pikachu, but it's a mix between Pikachu and Pennywise, which is that, like, evil clown.
Do you have that?
I do not have this Pikachu, no. What do you think? Would you get this super creepy Pikachu action figure? It is $15.99.
No, but I would get this one.
You would get the one that looks a little bit more like Pikachu.
Yes.
Now that's a mix of that one there. They have two versions. We're looking at the Pennywise one, but there is also a Chucky from Child's Play with Pikachu.
And do you have that?
No, but I do have the Chucky with Hello Kitty right here. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Some of those crossovers are neat. I actually wanted to look for the ducks because they have this new thing that's like kind of popular with like horror ducks.
What the?
Where it's like all rubber duckies, but they all look like zombies and stuff like
what
that. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And speaking of that, that's actually the next thing that I have here on the list. And
that
it's called
sick.
Yeah, this is called the Wild Republic Rubber Duck, and it is exactly what it sounds like. It's a rubber bath duck, and this is the zombie one. This is $8.99. It's got a 5-star rating over on Amazon.
The flip?
So yeah, it looks pretty crazy. But they have a whole bunch of different ones. It's a standard rubber ducky size. This is the zombie one, and you know it's got some bones sticking out. It's got its brains. It's got some blood coming out of it, some guts, it looks like, in the front. So it's definitely all zombied up. It has a claw over here. Oh, wait, that might be its bones. Yeah,
that's the leaf. Bones.
That's the leaf bones. And then they also make all types of other animals. It looks like they have some dragons. They don't really have any other scary ones, it doesn't look like. It's mostly just a zombie. But he's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's good.
What do you think? Would you play with him in the bathtub?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yep, $8.99 Wild Republic Rubber Ducks Zombie. Really cool. And then lastly is actually a book. And this is Max, and this is Werewolf Max and the Midnight Zombies. And this here is all about someone named Max who is also, he's trying to be the hero to fight the zombies, but he turns out that he is also a werewolf.
Well, he's a werewolf.
He's a werewolf in this one, yes. So he turns into a werewolf. So it seems pretty cool. I think it looks neat. And it's also available as a regular book and also on Kindle. So you can get it a couple different ways. I wouldn't be surprised if it's on the books app. But we're looking at it over here on Amazon, and it's on Kindle. It's pretty cool. But you can buy the actual book for only $8. So that's a pretty good deal.
Let me actually see how much it is.
$7.81 to buy the book. Or if you have Kindle, it's actually, depending for some people, it might be free. It all depends. Because you can get
Kindle
credit.
Will be free?
It would be. So maybe we should go ahead and get the Werewolf Max and the Midnight Zombies.
And
see if it's any good.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like that makes a good idea. But those are our three items over on Shop Smart today. It's going to be Werewolf Max and the Midnight Zombies, the Wild Republic Zombie Rubber Duck, and lastly is
Pennywise Pikachu.
Yep, mix figure. So, Max, of these three items, which one of them do you think that you would want the most?
Probably the one that looks more like Pikachu and maybe the duck.
Yeah, you like the Pikachu Chucky looking one.
Yeah, because I like the anime.
Yeah, the Pikachu Chucky definitely has Pikachu's face. It just looks like evil. It's pretty cool. But yeah, they're $14.99. They do look good.
Yeah.
Awesome, my man. Well, with that being said, we have done our two segments, and it is time for our main feature, and we're going to be talking all about
FNAF,
also known as
Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's right, and I have a trailer here for Five Nights at Freddy's. And what's interesting about this is there's sound in this and there's music, but they put text on the screen, cards.
This is Help Wanted.
It
says Help Wanted.
Might be Help Wanted, but this is the original. This is the original one, so I found the trailer.
Can you restart it?
I should definitely go ahead. I'll get that restarted. You're very perceptive. So like I said, there is music and there is sound in this, but they have like title cards or words. I don't know. I haven't watched it yet. So I'm gonna read some of the words when they come up on the screen.
Okay.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Go. Oh, God. That's loud.
During the day, it's a place of joy. But you aren't here during the day. You have the night watch. Limited power. Limited visibility. Limited time. Five Nights at Freddy's. Pretty good trailer. I like the sound effects. No, it was not a singing one. And you mentioned singing. Why would there be singing in Five Nights at Freddy's? Where does this game even take place?
In a pizza plex.
It does take place in a pizza plex.
There's a mega pizza plex in Security Beach.
There is, yeah. But this one is just a regular old school Five Nights at Freddy's. And what is, like, have you been to a place in real life that's kind of like the pizza plex?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, it's kind of like Chuck E. Cheese. Five Nights at Freddy's takes place in like a pizza restaurant / arcade, like fun place like Chuck E. Cheese. Now, it's been a while since I've been to Chuck E. Cheese because Chuck E. Cheese has been around for a long time. Does Chuck E. Cheese have, like, the animatronics, like the characters, like they do in Five Nights at Freddy's?
No.
But there are definitely some, like, attractions that have those type of animatronics, those robot, like, puppet-looking guys that move around like that.
Like, you mean the person in that Chuck E. costume?
Yeah, it could be, but sometimes they also have, like robots, or they call it, like, animatronics. Like, sometimes you see them, like, on rides in, like, Disney World. And
that's what they call them in FNAF.
Exactly. So what happens, Max, in Five Nights at Freddy's?
You check cameras.
You check cameras. Now, what's your job in Five Nights at Freddy's? Because in the trailer, they talked about limited power.
You have to check the cameras to make sure none of the animatronics are moving to kill you.
Pretty much. And what type of characters are there in Five Nights at Freddy's? What are these animatronic characters?
Do you want me to tell you all of them in all the games?
Just tell me the ones that are in, that we saw here in the trailer, that like the classic ones, you know? Here we go.
Those are not only the classic ones.
All right, well, tell me these guys here in the trailer that we're looking at. We have,
Freddy,
of course,
Bonnie, and Chica.
Yep. And they are what type of animals? Freddy is a
bear.
Chica is a
chicken.
And what was that one's name again?
Bonnie.
Bonnie is a
rabbit.
Yeah, a rabbit.
And fun fact.
Yes, I love fun facts. Go.
In FNAF, in the trailer, Bonnie runs down the hallway, but actually, he doesn't do that in the game. Foxy runs down the hallway, not Bonnie.
And so basically, in Five Nights at Freddy's, you get the job of a security guard. And you have to stay in the pizzeria place overnight to make sure that nothing crazy happens with all these, like, animatronics, which are, they're bad in this game, right? They're evil. Not at the daytime. In daytime, they're normal and they're fine.
Yeah, they're passive.
What are you saying? They're passive? Well, I mean, they're not evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at night, that's when they turn evil. And you, as the security guard, have to keep an eye on them with the camera. Now, they come out and they come after you. So if you're just a security guard, do you have anything to protect yourself?
You can shut doors.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You can shut the doors in the security office.
Yeah.
And what else do you have?
Lights?
Yeah, you can press this button to like flash this like one light, and it's not very powerful. It kind of just like flickers on and off, and that's really all you get. And you can flip between the cameras. But if you flip the cameras to go to the different rooms of the pizzeria to look at the animatronics and they're moving, like the cameras doesn't stop them, does it?
No.
No, they still keep coming. Does the light slow them down at all or anything?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So I guess the light really is just there to let you see the camera a little bit more. Because some rooms, like we're looking at this screen capture here, some are really dark.
Another fun fact, if you look at Foxy too much, Foxy doesn't like to be looked at. So if you like just keep, so if you like get the camera, get out, keep looking at Foxy, he does more likely kill you if you do that.
I did not know that.
Foxy does not like to be watched.
And while you're working in the security office, you're turning on these cameras and you're closing the doors and you're turning on the lights. And every single time you do this, it takes up what?
Battery power.
Because for some reason, this pizza place doesn't have electricity, I guess. It only works on a battery. Do they explain why that is?
No.
No. It's kind of crazy, right? Do you have a favorite character when it comes to Five Nights at Freddy's?
I would kind of say Bonnie and I can choose them. They're all good.
Yes, you like them all?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. And while you're working in the security office and you're doing all these things, closing the doors, changing the lights, trying to make sure that the battery lasts and everything like that, what happens if you run out of battery?
You can't do anything anymore. You just have to hope for your best.
That's true. And what happens if you're not so lucky?
You die,
but do they, what happens? Like, what happens when one of these animatronic monsters gets you?
Jump scare.
They do a jump scare.
Foxy is actually, fun fact, Foxy does not jump scare in the face. He just pops into your office.
Yeah, each character has their own unique jump scare, and they basically jump up into the screen, scare you, and then the night starts over, and you can try again. So, Max, when the jump scares happen, are they scary?
I would say only Chica's.
They're only Chica. Yeah, you know what? I gotta agree with you because Chica gets like right up in your face, I think, and she's got a lot of teeth. So, and I think she like yells
buck
and
teeth.
She's got what?
Buck teeth.
Oh.
And by the way, this whole cupcake doesn't. Chica and all the monsters in FNAF 1 makes that scream.
Oh, you're right. Hmm. Yeah, it is pretty scary. Is the game fun? Do you have fun playing Five Nights at Freddy's?
Not really.
Not really? No. How come? What about this game that isn't, like, your favorite?
It's not that, well, adventurous.
Like, you feel like there's not that much happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's, again, is you're controlling these cameras and looking out for these different animatronics and what they're doing. So it's a lot of flipping between cameras and then turning lights on and locking the door so that the creatures don't get in there to get you.
What do you mean by creature?
So the animatronics don't go in and get you. So it can get very repetitive. And then it's also really picky because if you run out of the battery, you're pretty much going to lose because the doors automatically open and then, any of the monsters will be able to get you without. And there's nothing you can do to defend against it. So you just have to, like, hope. But the jump scares are pretty good. I mean, it's not my favorite game. It's definitely not my favorite game that we talked about on the podcast. But I do feel like when I'm playing it sometimes and I lose, that I do feel like I want to try it again because I feel like I can beat it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
A lot like in Destiny.
Yeah. Yeah, like I feel like if I get close, I feel like I want to keep trying. So even though it's not my favorite game, I do think it's fun. I don't know how many more of them I want to play though, because there's a bunch of Five Nights at Freddy's games.
Yeah, but Security Beach is the best so far, actually.
So I agree with you. If you play Five Nights at Freddy's and you watch the trailer and you see it and you think like that's not really my type of game, there's another game called Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach, And in Security Breach, it's more like a first-person type of game. So if you're just not used to the type of game that the regular Five Nights at Freddy's is, you might feel like Security Breach is something that you've played before. It's more accessible, we would say, something you're more used to. But you like Security Breach more, you said.
Yeah.
How come?
In FNAF 1, it's not very fun. But in FNAF Security Breach, I like the revamped monsters, the new monsters, the Mega Pizzaplex, the endings.
I mean, those are really good reasons. Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach is a lot more of a polished game. It fits in with, a game that you would expect to see in 2023 versus Five Nights at Freddy's, which I think was originally a game on mobile, on phones, but I'm not.
It's still on mobile.
Oh, yeah. I know it's still on there.
It's on my iPad.
It's just Five Nights at Freddy's has been around for a while, and it's kind of crazy to think how popular it is because, a ton of kids, play this game and like it.
Yeah. Oh, no, it.
So, Five Nights at Freddy's. Max, how does this rank so far in some of the horror games that we've played? Where is this one sit on the list? Is it better than Poppy Playtime?
No, 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 no.
Is it better than Panic?
No.
Is it better than Rainbow Friends?
No.
No, I gotta agree with you. Five Nights at Freddy's, the first one, not my favorite. I think the characters are cool. If you're into the characters and maybe the game isn't for you, check out Security Breach. And I think the last thing before we wrap it up, Max, is Five Nights at Freddy's scary to the...
Max.
Is it?
No.
No, not scary. You don't think the jump scares are scary?
It's scary, but it's not scary to the Max.
Not scary to the Max. That's right. Not everybody is as brave as Max. But if you feel brave as Max, check out Five Nights at Freddy's. Let us know over on Twitter, at Scary to the Max, what you think about it. And hopefully we will talk to you soon. And we will see you next time here on Scary to the
Max.